The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Tom Allen. Indiana visits Michigan on Saturday, with 4 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yes, just wanted to just open by saying really proud of our team for staying together, continuing to fight, and getting a very important win against Maryland on Saturday. Just really a full team effort. All three phases came together to finish and there in the fourth quarter to be able to get something that we've really been working hard for. So bottom line is we got to build off of that and try and continue to grow our team's depth and health here as we finish up the final 2 weeks of the regular season and have a great opportunity, a great challenge this weekend as we head to Ann Arbor to take on the Michigan Wolverines and very, very, very talented, very well coached and a really, really good football team. So team is really drawn closer together each and every day and really proud of them for where they're becoming. Questions?
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Ted Sobel, Sports USA Radio.
Hi, Coach. Your game is our national radio game of the week. And so for those around the country who have not seen your team play, can you describe why you feel it's been sort of a streaky season for the Hoosiers?
Well, I say, first of all, you know, we're a very young football team. You know, we're the fourth youngest team in the Big Ten, and I think when you have a young team like that, that causes you to be a little inconsistent at times, and I think that's probably the reason for some of that. And also, you know, we play a really difficult schedule and had 9 games there in a row to start with, and just the guys being able to stay healthy. Some injuries occur. That hurts us. We don't have our depth is improving. It's not where it needs to be. And lost some playmakers on offense early on and had to adapt to that. So I just think that being able to grow together as a team, the guys have really been able to see the improvement. A lot of close games continue to be the theme and just finding ways to finish is really the point of emphasis for our program and as we grow as a program. So that to me would probably be this kind of in a overview of kind of how I would describe, you know, where we're at.
And your thoughts on dealing with the reality of Michigan's domination this year. Defense has given up 10 or fewer points in half their games. Offense, it's at least 20 a game, almost every game. What are the challenges there?
Yeah, they're pretty daunting. You know, the challenges are real. They're a great football team. Their defense has been really good the last several years, and that hasn't changed. They may be better than they have been the last 2 times we played them since I've been here. Extremely well-coached and fast and physical, great finishers. And then offensively, really, the addition of Shea Patterson has made a huge huge difference to their offense and the way that they perform and the way they're able to throw the ball down the field and have always been able to do certain things well. But yeah, he's made a big difference. So, yeah, don't see a whole lot of, chinks in the armor, you know, special teams. They got a lot of explosive playmakers, you know, in the return game and a really, really high quality kicker and punter. And so, yeah, it's they're a complete team for sure. Coach Harbaugh's got them play at a high level, so it will be a tremendously challenging game for us.
Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck this week.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Yep.
Your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Oh, thank you very much. Hey, Coach, if you could indulge me for just 1 second. Trey Watson, the middle linebacker for Maryland last week. Just what jumped out at you about him in preparation from the standpoint of keeping an eye on him, so to speak?
Absolutely. I tell you what, he's playing really, really well. You know, a kid that we saw play against him last year at Illinois, and for me to be able to see his growth, he really looks like a different player. He's all over the place, very physical. Had several interceptions throughout the course of the season. Just you could tell he was their leader, you know, as a grad transfer going there. It was impressive to see his growth and to see how much he's improved, you know. And sometimes you just get a fresh start, new place, new scenery, new opportunities. And, you know, I only saw him play the previous year really and up close and personal because we played against him. And I think that I was impressed, you know, big physical guy that can run. And I think he's a really, really good linebacker.
Hey, thanks, Coach.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Your next question is from Leo Haggerty, Esports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
Coach, in your opinion, when you're game planning for Michigan or any other opponent, is it more important to concentrate on what you do best and see if they can stop you, or do you need to concentrate on adapting to what the opposition is doing and trying to stop them?
Well, you know, my philosophy, you know, when you play a team like this that's, you know, a top five type team that has a ton of great players and really can stress you in so many different ways, I think you really have to, number one, you got to be extremely disciplined in the fundamentals of what you do. So, yeah, you have to do what you do really, really well, you know, because that's what you believe in. That's what you've established. That's the core of your system in all three phases. And at the same time, you have to be able to – you have to rise up and do some things that give you a chance, you know, as rising up and doing some, making some great plays on offense and taking advantage of whatever you feel you've seen on film. And then also, you know, defensively, you got to create some negative plays. You got to create takeaways. You got to create, you know, you got to steal some possessions from them, you know, and those kind of things. And so to me, it's, you know, you can't just go there and just say, hey, we're going to just do what we do. And then is I think in a team like this, and when you have a chance to be able to play one of this caliber, you're going to have to be fundamentally sound and have your core foundation of what you do, but you also going to better rise up and make some big plays.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck in Ann Arbor this weekend.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time this week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Have a great day.